From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. When it comes to shaping or influencing policy at the local, state, and national level, money is a driving factor, wielded by politicians, lobbyists, and special interest groups, among others. But the world of campaign finance can be tough to navigate. And last month, Governor Gavin Newsom ran afoul of some of those rules. Newsom was fined around $31,000 by the state's campaign finance watchdog for not reporting millions of dollars worth of charitable donations known as behested payments on time. But is that a significant penalty, or is it just the cost of doing business at the Capitol? To help us break down the world of behested payments and campaign finance, CAP Radio State House politics reporter Laura Fitzgerald joins us now. So just how complicated is the world of campaign finance in California? I think pretty complicated.
It's pretty complicated. Well, here's the answer. It's more complicated than it should be. From somebody from the outside looking in who tries to report on campaign finance, there's a lot of money moving. There's a lot of different types of money moving, different types of payments, right? Like, I doubt a lot of our listeners have even heard about behested payments. You know, most are more familiar with, like, campaign donations. And then, like, the systems for tracking the way all of this money is moving, they're very antiquated. You know, the CalAccess, like, just had its, like, 25th birthday, which in internet years is quite old. And so when you're trying to go through all of this information, it's just not very accessible, which I think makes it feel more complicated than it needs to be.
But there is oversight. There is regulation. So what is the body that is overseeing campaign finance in California?
Yeah, that's the Fair Political Practices Commission. I'll refer to it here as the FPPC. And like you said at the top, it's known as the state's political ethics watchdog. So it's a board of commissioners who review complaints about either maybe it's a political payment or a campaign donation, or maybe if it's a political advertisement, they'll review complaints and they'll look into them to determine what enforcement actions, if any, should be taken if a candidate or a politician breaks those ethics rules.
Okay. Well, in the spirit of this conversation, we are talking about behested payments. You've joined us on the show in the past. It's been a minute about behested payments. So probably people need a refresher. People may be learning about this for the first time. What exactly is a behested payment?
Yeah. It's a great question. And yeah, something that a lot of folks don't know about happens here in California. But behested payments are donations that elected officials ask another individual or organization to make to a charity or, like, legislative purpose on their behalf. So they're not payments that are going to the politicians or going into their campaign coffers. These are payments that interest groups are directing to a charity because an elected official asked them to. So, for example, and this is the, you know, not hypothetical, this is the example we'll be talking about with Newsom, but Governor Gavin Newsom asked numerous corporations to donate to a nonprofit that was helping support fire victims and recovery after the Los Angeles fires last year. So these are behested payments because these companies made these donations to the nonprofit supporting the fire victims at Newsom's behest, if that makes sense.
Okay, so what kind of influence can a behested payment have, you know, versus just contributing directly to someone's campaign?
Yeah, I think that they are just another way that interest groups can try to exercise their political influence and curry favors with the lawmakers that are making decisions every day that impact them, whether that's business regulations or what have you. I spoke with Sean McMorris with the good government advocacy group called Common Cause, and this is how he described behested payments.
It is power directing money from people who need things from that individual of power. And whether they need it now or in the future, or it was given to them in the past, they understand that this is part of that process of staying in the good graces of a politician. And at the same time, the politician understands that they want to stay in their good graces, and they have a lot of money, and they are likely going to have business again before that politician.
So what Sean is saying there, it's interesting because you might think, like, yeah, well, what's in it for the people, the entities that are donating? Well, campaign contributions have limits to them. A lot of these entities that are donating through behested payments, they've already maxed out to the politician's campaign. This is another way they can say, oh, you want this from me? Sure, we'll do it. And they're doing it because politicians are holding the power. I mean, if I, Laura Fitzgerald, politics reporter at Cap Radio, said, excuse me, PG&E, would you mind donating $1 million to the Sacramento SPCA because I really care about that cause? I think PG&E would say, who are you? You know? So it's, you know, these payments are happening because both these entities are in the positions they're in and they both want something from each other.
Right. And I think that's like a really important point, that while there's limits to campaign contributions, that's not the case with behested payment. So you can contribute more. So are they legal?
They're totally legal. Yeah. And unlike campaign contributions, they are there's no limits on them. So donors can keep giving unlimited amounts of money to a nonprofit or charity at a lawmaker's behest, as long as the payments are reported. So that's the caveat.
What are the rules regarding reporting these payments?
Yeah, so payments, they have to hit over $5,000 needed to be reported within 30 days of that transaction taking place. And it's $5,000 from a certain entity. So like, let's say to stay with the PG&E example, like if PG&E did a $2,500 payment here and then later did another payment, and that's like that they would need to be reported, that would trigger the $5,000 reporting rule.
Okay, so it could be combined.
Totally.
Okay, so now going back to Newsom in this example with wildfire relief, why was he fined last month by the FPPC?
Yeah, he was fined because the FPPC found that Newsom and his team failed to report 36 different behested payments on time last year. And altogether, these payments added up to around $5.5 million, and they were directed to a nonprofit called the California Fire Foundation, which is associated with the California Professional Firefighters. That's a group that advocates for firefighters at the state level. And this was following the aftermath of the Los Angeles fires, left a lot of people displaced, a lot of people lost their homes and all of their belongings, and the California Fire Foundation was one of these charitable groups that was looking to support survivors during the recovering efforts. So Newsom was helping raise money for the charity through behested payments, but he didn't report the payments within the 30-day time frame that is required by law. He did eventually report them even before the FPPC contacted him about it, so there's nothing to suggest that he or his team were looking to conceal the payments in any way. He did finally report them. It was just not within the right time frame.
Okay, so didn't like meet the deadline. So when it comes to those payments, so what, $5.5 million? Let's break it down a little bit. I mean, where was this money coming from and going?
Yeah, so they were mostly all going to this nonprofit to support fire victims, but the payments, they ranged in size. You know, some were $7,000, some were $225,000. There was one that was $1 million. So all of them were over that, you know, reporting limit. But according to records, a wide variety of corporations ended up making these payments on Newsom's behalf. I'll just list some of them. There's DoorDash, Uber, PayPal, BlackRock, Anthem Blue Cross, Lockheed Martin. The $1 million payment was from the Chuck Lorre Foundation. So most of these are big corporations, some that are headquartered here in California, and they're entities that, you know, their business operations are subject to California's laws and regulations. They regularly take positions on bills and lobby in the Capitol. So that's kind of the connection you might think of why they're interested in, doing this on Newsom's behalf to curry favor with him as a lawmaker.
Okay, since this is a longstanding practice in campaign finance, how does Newsom stack up to other elected officials, other governors in California when it comes to soliciting behested payments?
Yeah, well, these payments have definitely risen at an unprecedented level under Newsom. That's just according to data from the FPPC. It shows that these payments, they've increased drastically since 2019 when Newsom took office. I did a little math before this segment, and it looks like since Newsom's been in office, he's behested over $138 million, according to the data that's available on the FPPC site. You know, former governors, Jerry Brown was doing this. Lawmakers were doing this too. You know, they're not new under Newsom, but they've really risen. And Newsom, I mean, is definitely the one who wields the most power and is seems to be behesting the most payments. Maybe that makes sense. But, you know, it's on the rise in the Assembly and Senate, too. They're 100% using this mechanism more than they did in decades past.
So when it comes to this recent fine that he received, you know, directing these behested payments to wildfire recovery, he was fined $31,000 and change.
Mm-hmm.
But the behested payments were, what, $5.5 million? So is $31,000 really a significant penalty?
I mean, like, it sounds like a lot of money to me and probably to a lot of people listening. But I think you can say not really. I mean, the maximum penalty, this is lower than the maximum penalty he could have gotten. So the FPPC in their report, they said that the maximum he could have been fined is about $5,000 per payment that was reported late. So they could have fined him like $90,000. But the commission takes into account the public harm associated with the late payments, whether or not it seems like it was intentional, which in this case it wasn't. And so, you know, they even noted that Newsom's team reported the payments before the FPPC Enforcement Division even contacted them. So they found there was nothing about the late payments that appeared to be intentional, which was why that fine was maybe a little bit lower than the maximum fine. But at the same time, like, there's so much money in politics and lawmakers can just use their campaign funds to pay these fines.
Yeah.
Like, in the sense that maybe it's like, you know, okay, this is, you know, they're giving up a significant chunk of money, but it's not coming out of their own pocket usually.
Okay. So $5,000 a pop, that's the maximum penalty. I mean, just overall, does this fine have a lot of teeth? When some donations can be exponentially more? I mean, and in one case, it was $1 million.
Yeah. I mean, I think it really depends on how you look at that. And I think, like, you know, I was telling you that I talked to advocates at Common Cause. I mean, a lot of them worry, a lot of good government advocates worry that, like, this is the cost of doing business and that lawmakers will just say, oh, well, you know, this happens, but I'll get a fine. I'll pay it off with my campaign funds. And it was worth it to be able to, you know, use this obscure political mechanism that they were using. It's hard to say, but I do think that what you're raising in terms of does this have any teeth? Yeah, I think there are a lot of people that say it doesn't.
Have behested payments, I guess, changed at all over the years, like with reform?
There have been some efforts to reform the practice. I know CalMatters, there was an investigation relating to behested payments. I think this was back in 2018. It was very extensive, looking at the different ways that that lawmakers use these payments. It was by Laurel Rosenhall, who's at the New York Times now. But these did raise concerns, and political watchdogs and lawmakers were saying, okay, there should be more regulations around how we are reporting these. So for one example, I mean, one of the reforms that went into effect is that now you're required, officials are required to disclose when they're behesting payments to an organization that one of their family members works for. That has definitely happened in the past. Newsom has done that with his wife's nonprofit. The Bontas, Rob Bonta, when he was in the Assembly, was behesting payments to a nonprofit in Oakland that Mia Bonta, his wife, worked for. So this was something that I think did raise concerns. And, you know, those they can still do it, but now they have to disclose it.
Okay. So Newsom behesting payments to the First Partners nonprofit. You use the example of the Bontas. So that's totally fine.
Totally allowed.
Totally allowed. Okay. Good to know. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with CAP Radio State House politics reporter Laura Fitzgerald about Governor Gavin Newsom being fined for failing to report behested payments by the required deadline. So news of this came around the time that Newsom held a press conference announcing that the DOJ, the Department of Justice, was investigating him and his wife, the first partner, any connection between these two situations. They did happen around the same time.
They happened around the same time, but they're not directly related to each other. Like, I don't think that this behested payment practice has anything to do with why Trump's DOJ is investigating Newsom. I mean, specifically, the DOJ says that it's investigating the Newsom's, well, Jennifer Siebel Newsom's nonprofit specifically for potential tax violations. And that's really the only information that we have about that. But it seems to be unrelated to this issue of the behested payment fine.
What is her nonprofit?
So her nonprofit, she heads an organization called the California Partners Project. And it's an organization that advocates for equal pay, getting more women on, you know, boards, public boards, in the boardroom at corporations, and also child well-being. And so Newsom has behested payments to the California Partners Project during his time as governor. And looking at the data before this, it looks like he's directed a little over $3.5 million to the nonprofit since he's been governor.
Mm. How has the governor characterized the DOJ investigation?
Yeah, so the DOJ investigation, which, to be clear for our listeners, separate from this behested payments issue, he really, you know, unsurprisingly said that this is another example of Trump, you know, weaponizing the DOJ to go after his political opponents. We've seen him do this with other prominent Democrats. We've seen this with him do this with former FBI Director James Comey. And so I think he really said, look, you know, I've become public enemy number one because I'm thinking of running for president, which is what Newsom said. And now the Trump administration is coming after me. And so I think he sees it as an investigation without merit, but one that he was able to kind of harness for his own political gain.
Well, finally, what are the next steps? What are you going to be following?
Yeah, I think I'm really interested in, like, any bills, legislative efforts that lawmakers are considering to try to further regulate behested payments in this practice in California. I mean, it really is interesting. And I think a lot of people, when they hear about it, they say, I that's so interesting that that's allowed. That's so interested that they're unlimited. There was a bill that was going to try to streamline how these behested payments are reported. That bill was held in the Appropriations Committee. So I'm going to be looking to see what other kind of efforts come out. But at the end of the day, it's just an interesting dynamic because the FPPC, which regulates lawmakers' political ethics, they just follow the laws that lawmakers themselves set. So you have to ask the question, is there a political appetite to crack down on something that lawmakers and special interests have benefited from immensely?
Yeah. Laura, thank you.
Thanks, Vicki.
Laura Fitzgerald is one of Cap Radio's State House politics reporters. We've been talking about Governor Gavin Newsom being fined for failing to report behested payments by the required deadline, which are donations that elected officials ask an individual or an organization to make for a charity or legislative purpose on their behalf. Up next, we'll learn more about the renewed push behind California Forever, a tech billionaire-backed venture to build a brand new city from scratch in Solano County. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.